We want to continue with our study of the principle of Mekalkel B'Melech HaShabbos. The Mekalkel is Potter. This is based on a Mishnah in Masechet Chagiga on Daf Yud, which we've seen in the past. Hilchos Shabbos Harim Keharorim Hatluyim B'Sa'ara. And this is explained to mean that Shabbos and the laws thereof are basically Torah Shebaal Peh. There's very little in Torah Shebichsav, and the Gemara says, what does that mean? There's very little in Torah Shebichsav, and there's mostly in Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebaal Peh is Meleches Machsheves, which is derived from a Hekesh, a Smichus HaParshis, between Parshas HaMishkan, which is made up of Meleches Machsheves, and Lo Sasa Kol Melech B'Shabbos. The same definition of Melech applies. The Gemara derives in Chagiga 2 conclusions from this halacha of Meleches Machsheves. The first conclusion is according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Melech Shein Tzricha LeGufa is Potur, and therefore HaChofer Guma B'Shabbos Vein Tzorich HaLiafra is Potur. And the second, which is critical for us, and that works out Bein le Rav Shimon or Bein le Rav Yehuda, who holds Melech Shein Tzricha LeGufa is Chayav, is the Batur of Mekalkel. And when are you Chayav for Meleches Machsheves? That's only B'Metaken. But if it is a Kilkul, is then we apply the principle of Machsheves, Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah, and a Kilkul is Potur, it's not a Meleches Tikkun. It's a deficiency, it's a lack of Meleches Machsheves. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuvav that we've been studying in the past, Be'iyun, records Machlokas between Rabbi Avo, who interprets Rabbi Shimon as saying that Kol HaMekalkel Ptur Mechutz Michovel Umavir, and the exception to the rule of Mekalkel Potter is Chovel Umavir. And this, according to Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Shimon derives from Mila and from Sreifas Bas Kohen. The Torah had to teach us that Mila Bismana on the eighth day is Docha Shabbos. If not for that, there would have been a violation of Melech Shabbos through Mila, and that's Chavola. And also from the fact that the Torah prohibits Havara Sreifas Bas Kohen on Shabbos is because of the Melacha of Havara as a Kilkul. Rabbi Yochanan claims that Rabbi Avo misinterpreted Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Shimon requires a Meleches Tikkun. And in both the cases of Mila and Sreifas Bas Kohen, there is an element of Tikkun. In the case of Mila, we'll call it a Tikkun in the fact that the child now is allowed to eat Kodshim, or the very fact that the Mila is a Tikkun Mitzvah, is a Kiyuma Mitzvah that itself engenders a Tikkun. And similarly, in the case of Sreifas Bas Kohen, there is an element of Tikkun, whether it be the preparation of the molten lead through the Havara, or the Kiyuma Mitzvah through the Havara of Sreifas Bas Kohen. In any event, the final conclusion is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon is Mechayv and Chovel Umavir with a, and conditionally on the Tikkun element. It's not a classical Tikkun, there is a Kilkul element. In other words, normally you would not assume that just simply because he gets some Tikkun from the Chavola, that would make it into a Meleches Tikkun. It's Meleches Chabura, is a Meleches Kilkul essentially. For example, if he injures someone to take out the blood and feed it to his dog, okay, he has some sort of a Tzorech. In that sense, there is an element of Tikkun, but nevertheless, it's still called Mekalkel. And the case of a person who burns, let's say, wood in order to create ashes, Afer, and he needs the Afer, such a person is involved in a Meleches Kilkul, but it has an element of Tikkun to it. Again, what is this Tikkun? It's a Tikkun She'eino Gomur. It's not a complete Tikkun. It's a Ktsas Tikkun. and we would like to understand exactly what that means, a ktsas tikkun. But in any event, the bottom line is Rabbi Yochanan, within the framework of Rabbi Shimon, understands that there must be a ktsas tikkun. And in other malachas, you need a complete tikkun. Less than a complete tikkun is called mekalkel, and it's potter. And chovel marva uniquely, Rabbi Shimon derives the conclusion that yechayev, even if it's only a ktsas tikkun and not a tikkun gomur. And that's what we know from the sugya on daf kuvav hamin aleph. At this point, we turn the clock a little bit backwards to daf ayin hey, the sugya of tzarchi lozon vapotzo. And there the Gemara establishes that even though, according to Reb Shimon, you're chayev for a meleches chabura bekilkul, but nevertheless we need a melech hatzricha legufa, that is according to Reb Shimon. And in the case of melech hashen tzricha legufa, you're potter even in chavola. And this is the shita of Rav Shimon, that Melech Shein Tzricha Leguf is potter, and that applies to Chovel as well. We, just on the side, and maybe we'll get a chance to get back to this either today or a different day, there's a Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly is a Melech Shein Tzricha Leguf? The Baal HaMor and the Ramban in Shabbos Daf Kuvav are of the opinion, and this seems to be Rashi's opinion as well in many places, that what's a Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa, it doesn't have a positive element of let me seek out this Hanah, but rather it's a Siluk. We're only trying to remove the Hezek. Like, for example, if the corpse gives off a foul odor, we want to carry it out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and we're trying to be Masalik Hezek. Siluk Hezek is called the Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa. We don't need the Melech itself. If all things were equal and we didn't have this negative, this Hezek, we would not need the Melech. But in lieu of the fact that there is a Hezek here, we got to get rid of this Hezek, that act of Siluk HaHezek is called the Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa. That's the Shita of the Baal HaMor and the Ramban in Shabbos Daf Kuvav. But if we look at Tosfos on Daf Tzadi Aleph, he interprets, I think it's also on Daf Tzadi Hey, that there is for every malacha a tachlis hamalacha, a purpose of the malacha, and that's defined by the Mishkan. The malacha was done in the Mishkan for a particular purpose. On Shabbos, we have to avoid engaging in those malachas for that same purpose. Like, for example, in Melechus Hotzah, in the Mishkan, they were trying to get the object into Rishus HaRabim and a specific place, a Mokom Hanocha Mesuyam. And therefore, Hotzah is a mess in which he's not interested in that same Tachlis of putting down, placing down the mess in a Mokom HaMesuyam. It's only that he wants to get the mess out of the Rishus HaYochid. He doesn't care where it ends up in Rishus HaRabim. It's not Dumya de Mishkan. And truth is that most Rishonim hold that Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa according to Rav Shimon Yipotur, because we accept La Halacha the Shita of Rav Shimon, whether it's the way the Ramban and Baal HaMor understood Rav Shimon, the way Tosfos understands Rav Shimon, a Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa Halacha L'Maisa is Potur. The only Rishon who dissents is the Rambam's dissenting view, and the Rambam holds that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayav. Now what we're trying to understand is the connection between, and or shall we say, the reconciliation between the sugya of Hapotzea Chilazon on Daf Ayin Hey and the sugya of Rabbi Shimon of Chovel Umavir, that Yechayev even for Kilkel on Daf Kuvav. Because if we take the sugya and Kuvav, we're definitely under the impression that insofar as Reb Shimon is putting aside the requirement of Tikkun with regard to Chovel, and again we could say the same thing about Mavir, let's just focus on Chavola for a minute, So that in Chavala we don't need a Meleches Tikkun. If that be the case, then you're basically suspending the application of Meleches Machsheves in the case of Chavala. Chavala is Chayv even without, in the absence of Meleches Machsheves. And that's indeed what the Gemara seems to indicate there on Daf Ayin Hey, that according to Rav Shimon, you'd be Chayv in Meleches Chovel, even if it were Misasek, because again, the Ptur of Misasek is derived from Meleches Machsheves, and that doesn't apply to Chavol. So Chavol, you'll be Chayev even in a case of Misasek. Why then would Rabbi Shimon require, in the case of Chavola, Melacha Tzricha Legufa, even if it's absent Melacha Tzricha Legufa? The requirement of Melacha Tzricha Legufa is based on Meleches Machsheves, and there is no Meleches Machsheves requirement with regard to Chabura. Haraya Yechayv from Mekalkil, Yechayv even from Misasek. So how do we reconcile this? Since the Sugya in Chagiga establishes explicitly that Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa is Potter according to Reb Shimon because of Meleches Machsheves, just like Mekalkil is Potter from Meleches Machsheves, then according to Reb Shimon, if you're Chayv in Chabura, even though it's Mekalkel, it means that you're suspending the requirement of Meleches Machsheves with regard to Meleches Chovel. If that be the case, why should there be a Ptur of Meleches Shein Tzricha Leguf, which is likewise derived from Meleches Machsheves, as the Gemara in Chagiga presents it? Now, the truth be told, that this Kasha is even more severe, according to Rabbi Avo, he holds that according to Rabbi Shimon, you're chayev in Chabura for a Kilkul Gamur. Rabbi Yochanan is limiting it to a Tikkun Ktsas, it's not a Kilkul Gamur. But once again, either way, whether you take it Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Avo, we don't understand the Ptur of Melach Shein Tzricha Legufa in the case of Mekalkel, excuse me, in the case of Chabura, since Chabura doesn't require Meleches Machsheves. Now, Tosis in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Ayin Hey, at the end of Dibur Masel Tfei, raises this question. And Tosis in Yuma on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis also assume that there is some sort of a distinction between Mekalkel and Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa. And therefore they, Tosfos, assume that the reason why Mekalkel, according to Reb Shimon and Chovel, is Chayev, whereas in other Melechas, Mekalkel is Potter because of the requirement of Meleches Machsheves, is Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa apparently is Potter, says Tosfos, in two places, not because of Meleches Machsheves, not the way the Sugya in Chagiga presents it, but rather because we need a Melech Tzricha Legufa, it's got to be similar to the Mishkan. And the same Tachlis for which they did the Melech in the Mishkan is the Tachlis for which Yochayv on Shabbos. And again, the Gemara in Chagiga remains a mystery to us, because the Gemara Chagiga clearly indicates that Rabbi Yehuda derived from Meleches Machsheves the Ptur of Mekalkel, and therefore, if in the case of Chavol Yechayev, even for Kilkul, it must be that there's no requirement, we're suspending the requirement of Meleches Machsheves. Why then is Reb Shimon saying that Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa, and even in Mechovel, is Potter? The answer must be that the Ptur of Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa is not a derivative, not an extension of the category of Meleches Machsheves, but rather it comes under a new category which we call Dumya Demishkan. That seems to be Shitas Hatosfos. On the other hand, if we go back to the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, they understood that the Ptur of Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa is a Ptur of Meleches Machsheves. You don't have a positive need for this Melech. You're only trying to remove a Hezek. If not for that Hezek, you wouldn't do the Melech. That's called a differentiation between the Tachlis of the Melech as it was done in an Ofen Chiyuvi, in the case of Mishkan, Masha'en Kein Siluk Hezek, that's not Ofen chiyuvi be ofen shlili. All this is derived from lechs machshevus. There's a lack of chashivus in a case where you're doing the malacha, not because you want to do the malacha, and not for the sake of the accomplishment of the malacha, but simply to remove a damaging situation. That's not malachas machshevus. And if in chovel you chay from a kalkel, then you should be chay from lech shen tzukul gufa as well. Leaving this all on the side for the time being, let's discuss the case of Korea and Mochek, these two Malachas on Shabbos. Let's first begin with Malachas Korea, and the sugya that we want to focus our attention on is in two places. It's in Makis on Daf Gimel and Shabbos on Daf Memchas. It's called HaPoseach Beis HaTzavor B'Shabbos. He has a flat, shall I say, rectangular garment that is one continuous sheet of wool or flax, whatever it's made of, it's irrelevant. And now he cuts out a base hatzavah. He cuts out a square in the middle of this long strip so that he can put it over his head like a poncho. And the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that he's chayv achatos. And Rashi says that he's chayv bishum meleches makir v'patish. That this is the gemar melech of the beged. The beged needs an opening for him to put it over his head. However, the Rambam in Perek Yud Milchas Shabbos clearly indicates that the chiyuv here is because of meleches korea, not because of makir v'patish, but rather korea. The Gemara is talking about a case of korea, and you chayv bishum korea. And the question that we want to ask is, when we want to know what the machlokas is between Rashi and the Rambam, is a question really on Rashi. I mean, we can understand very well and justify that the Rambam doesn't want to interpret the sugya like Rashi, because that chiyuv is a chiyuv of meleches machsheves. Meleches machsheves, according to the Rambam, is not going to apply when there is another melacha that's involved. Is kol melacha shatam chayvo bishum melacha mesuyemes ein lecha lechayvo bishum makir v'patish. If a melacha, an asiya, is a good valid candidate for whatever melacha it is, then by definition it's excluded from melacha from makir v'patish. Makir v'patish only enters stage when all the other melachas exit from the stage. And this seems to be based on the Rambam in many, many places, that the gather of this malach of makir v'patish is kimashma'o, is simply, it's the professional who takes his hammer and he bangs it on the anvil in order to sharpen it up. That's the maleches uman. A gmar malacha is, on the other hand, nothing more than a tolda of the av. And therefore, if everything is a maleches umnus and it's not included in another av malacha, then the Torah is prohibiting that malacha b'toras makir v'patish. So makir v'patish, according to the Rambam, is a very thin slice, in a sense. It gets the raw deal, because any malacha that has a gmar malacha to it, that gmar malacha is a told of that av. And the opening here, the room for malachas makir v'patish, is only if there is no other malacha. Notes, if you're doing an action that cannot be classified under any other av malacha, then it becomes, by process of elimination, a maleches makir v'patish. And this is based on the Yerushalmi and Periklal Gadol. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lokish, Avdin, Havi, Bahada, Pirki, Tlash, Shonin, Uplog, Afkun, Mine, Arboim, Choser, Achas, Toldos, Alkol, Chad, V'chada. Min di ashkan mismuch samchin or the lo ashkan mismuch of dinu mishum makir v'patish, which means that any malach that can be classified under another av, it's a tolda. And if you find a malacha that cannot be subsumed under any other av, then it becomes makir v'patish. So the definition of makir v'patish according to the Yerushalmi is very clear. Makir v'patish includes meleches uman that's not directly related to a particular av. And because it's floating out there as a Malachas Uman in space, and it doesn't belong to any particular Av, therefore we call it Makabah Patish, this Malachas Umnis of Makabah Patish. And this is how the Rambam paskens. If that be the case, then in Korea, Beis Hatzavar, this is an absolute case of Korea when he cuts out the cloth, you know, in a circle or rectangle in the middle of the garment to make a Beis Hatzavar, that is Meleches Korea, and therefore the Rambam insists he cannot be Mechayev him for Meleches Makabah Patish. Now, let's flip it around. Why doesn't Rashi interpret Mishum Meleches Korea? You know, you may argue that Rashi didn't subscribe to the opinion and the definition of Tosfos in Meleches Makabah Patish, and Rashi would maintain that even in a case where there is another Melacha, you could still be Chai for Makabah Patish, but why does Rashi negate the application of Korea, Meleches Korea? You could say he's Chai for both Korea and Makabah Patish, if you like, according to Rashi. That's fine. But Rashi doesn't say that he's Chai Mishum Korea. So if you take a look at the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, he quotes the Ritva, who says that Rashi holds the Yenachayev Mishum Korea, because this is not a case of Korea Manas Litvar. The Mishnah says, with regard to Avos Molochos in Shabbos Tafayin Gimel, HaKorea Manas Litvar, says the Ritva in explaining Shitas Rashi, that in this case where he's Poser based Savor, he has no intention to sew it up. He cuts out a piece and takes it out. It's not preparation for tefira, for re-sewing. And therefore, he's not Chayv Mishum Korea. The Rambam again says that in the case of Poseach Beis Tzavar, he is Chayv Mishum Korea. And one, I think, very plausible and simple explanation of the Rambam is to insist, and this is the way the Rokeach understands the Rambam. Again, Rokeach, I'm talking about the original Rokeach, that Enochinami, in the case of Korea, you need Sofo Litvar Ashulea Kerek, Deliapos Es Nekev Beis Hatzavar, that's the language of the Maiser Okeach. You need, therefore, a Korea Almanas Litvar. Right? That's the simple way of understanding the Malacha of Korea as it's formulated by the Mishnah. And the Maaser Okeach wants to say that there's the, you know, when he cuts out this Beis Hatzavar, he's going to have to sew up the Shule Hakera, meaning the border around the part that was cut out, because otherwise he's got a nekev, he's got this Beis Hatzavar, it's a hole in the garment, but it's crooked, it's not straight, it's not beautiful. He's going to have to sew the borders all around this Beis Hatzavar. That's called Korea Almanas Litvar. However, it's not at all clear that that's the Rambam Shita in the case of Korea Beis Hatzavar. Because we have, in our time period, a Pirush of Rabbeinu Prachya on Masechet Shabbos, and he quotes the Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam. He was actually, you know, amongst those students of the Rambam that in Egypt and Cairo were in the participants and members of the Beis Medrash of the Rambam. And he quotes Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam, who says that what's a poseach Beis Tzavar, according to my father, my dad, the Rambam, that after they made the garment, there were umnim, there were professionals who were tofrim Beis Hatzavar betloi uvekayotz b'kdesh yukar chidusho. What they actually did was they sewed up the piece of cloth that they removed and attached it to the beged. And the reason they did that was that, and this is true even in today's manufacture, you'll have the pockets that are sewn in, and that's Kadesh Yukar Chidusho. You know, people want to know that it's never been, you know, it's a brand new manufactured garment, so it's sewn up. And what's the case of Poseach Beis Hatzavar? That's a case where he rips open this section that's already been cut out but reattached, and he removes the taloi. Now, in this case, it's not clearly not a Korea Manas Litvar, you know, in the first round, when they actually ripped that part, they then reattached it. But we're talking about the case where, after it was reattached through tefirah, he's ripping out this part. So the nekev is not almanas litvar. And therefore, we're going to have to explain the Rambam in a different way. And this you'll see at the end of Siman Shin Mem in the Bir Halacha the Mishnah Berurah of the Chafetz Chaim. He writes that it's clear from the Rambam's language at the end of Perek Aleph, in Perek Yud, Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos, that when the Mishnah says Korei Almanas Litvar, what the Mishnah really has in mind is Almanas Lesaken. It doesn't really mean Almanas Litvar. It means that there's a tikkun through this kriya. In one scenario, he's preparing the tefirah, so he does the kriya to remove, let's say, stitches that are improper, that are zigzag, and he wants to sew it up in a beautiful way. That's called Almanas Lesaken. But the Mishnah is really not excluding other types of Almanas Lesaken. Almanas Lesaken is not exclusively the case where he wants to prepare for tefirah. Even if he's not preparing for tefirah, it could be Almanas Lesaken. Again, the Mishnah is coming to exclude a case of Kriya B'derech Hashchasa B'derech Kilkul. As the Mishnah says in Shabbos Taf Kufhei, Kol HaMakalkul and Peturim. So the Mishnah wants to say, well, wait a minute, Korea can't be one of the 39 Malachas because Kol HaMakalkul and Peturim. So the Mishnah says it's got to be Almanas Litvar. It's a Kriya that prepares for tefirah. But the same din would apply for any kriya that has a tikkun, yechayefer, even if it's not almanas litvar. And therefore, if we apply that logic to the case of base hatzavor, here the kriya is certainly a tikkun for the begad. You can't wear the begad without cutting out the base hatzavor. How are you going to put it over your head and where is the poncho? So therefore, yechayef bishum aleches korea. So just to summarize what we've said today, is that the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam about poseach beis hatzavor, the chayev, as Rashi would say, mishum meleches machav bepadish, or like the Rambam would say, meleches korea. Number one, the Rambam could not accept machav bepadish because there is a melacha here of korea, and that excludes machav bepadish, as we discussed with the Yishalmi. On the other hand, Rashi excludes korea for some other reason. And what is that reason? Because the Mishnah establishes that it's got to be Korei Almanas Litvar. And here, when he's opening the base Tzava, clearly he's not interested in Tefira. Adarab, he's interested in removing this piece. The Rambam might hold that in this case, he is going to do a Tefira after the Kriya, because he's got to straighten out the borders. But that doesn't seem to be the pshat of the Rambam. The Rambam is talking about a case where they've already opened the Beis HaTzavor, they've closed it again in order to give the buyer the opportunity and the feeling of he's opening up the Beis HaTzavor, it's brand new. But clearly then it's not Almanas Litvar. So why would the Rambam say that Yechayev Mishum Korea? We understand very well why the Rambam excludes Makom HaPatish, but why Yechayev here in Poseach Beis HaTzavor Mishum Korea? And the answer is, says the Mishnah Berurah, because despite the fact that the Mishnah says Korei Almanas Litvar, it's Lav Dafka, it doesn't mean Almanas Litvar Dafka, it means Almanas Lesaken. And the Rambam clearly applies that in the case of Kriya, but by Poseach Beis HaTzavor, because it's a tikkun for the Beged, that now the Beged is Roy Lilavisha. And again, Rashi would exclude the chiyuv of Korea here in this case of Poseach Beis HaTzavor because it's not Almanas Litvar. And Rashi has an absolute requirement of Almanas Litvar. The Almanas Litvar is the definition of Meleches Korea according to Rashi. The Rambam, on the other hand, like the Mishnah Berurah has it, is Korea Almanas Litvar is only a way of saying Almanas Lesaken. But as long as there's a tikkun in this kriya, you're chayev. And the Bir Halacha mentions a Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel, which seems to imply that the Mishnah was very meticulous, very careful about saying Korei Almanas Litvar, and Tosfos assumes that if it's a Kriya She'ein Almanas Litvar, you're Potur, even if you do it Derech Tikkun. And that's against the Rambam. But the truth is that the Bir Halacha mentions Rabbi Kiveger. And Rabbi Kiveger is really a pella over here. Because Rabbi Kiveger is assuming that according to Shitas HaTosfos and Shitas Rashi, you need a Korea Almanas Litvar. And Derech Tikkun is not enough. It's got to be specifically Almanas Litvar. What are we going to do according to this understanding, this approach, with the Sugya and Shabbos Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis? The Sugya establishes that Korea Almeso, if it's Mesdi Day, if it's one of his relatives, and he rips Kriya in order to fulfill his obligation of Avelus regarding his Mesdi Day, his relative. Or, for example, the case of Koreal Michamos, so he wants to let out his anger. Again, the Gemara is worried about the fact that you're not allowed to rip a garment to vent your anger. But let's say we don't have this issue of an Iser, that he had no right halachically, ethically, to rip his garment, he violates Baltashis. Leaving that on the side, Koreal Michamos is Chayav. And it's not a Mekalkil. Why isn't it a Mekalkil? Well, in the case of Echad Mikrovov, Mesti Day, he's being Mekayim, the mitzvah, the chiyuv that's imposed upon him of Kriya. And in the case of Mechamoso, he wants to be Matil Emal Anche Beso, he wants to get his household into shape and make sure that they understand how serious he is. So as an act of like demonstrating anger, he rips a garment. All these Kriyos are clearly Lo Almanas Litvar, and you're chayav because of the tikkun element. So we have a sugya that's explicitly against this principle, the way the Bir Aloch interprets both Rashi and Tosfos, that you need Almanas Litvar. These two cases of Korei Almeso and Korei Mechamoso are clearly not cases of Almanas Litvar. And as a result of this question, of this contradiction from the sugya on Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis, the Bir Halacha, and he quotes other proofs as well, he assumes that therefore any Korei Almanas Litaken is Chayav, even if it's Shelo Almanas Litvar. And then we get back to the question, why does Rashi indeed, in the case of Poseach Beis HaTzavor, say that you're Chayav Mishum Makav HaPatish and you're not Chayav Mishum Korea? Why not? Again, if according to the Mishnah Berurah's final conclusion, all you need is that it should not be a Korei of Mekalkel, it's got to be a Tikkun, and in the case of, let's say you rip a garment because there's a place where there are Toloim and you have to remove that place, and you're going to come back and be Mesakin it, or the cases of Korei Almeso where it's a Tikkun because of the Mitzvah, or Kriya Mechamoso, all these have a Tikkun. But the tikkun is different than the case of Psichas Beis HaTzavor. Why? Why is it that Korei Almanas L'Sakin, according to the Maskot of the Mishnah Berurah, is Chayav? And Rashi would have to agree to that. He'd have to subscribe to that definition based on the sugya of Korei Almeso, Korei Mechamoso, and Daf Kufhei. And yet, Poseach Beis HaTzavor could not be Chayav Mishum Korea, says the Mishnah Berurah, in Bir Aloch, because it's Eino Mashkes Klum. This is counterintuitive. He's saying that since ripping open the garment, the opening for the garment, where you can put your head inside it, that's not a Hashchasa. And if it's not Hashchasa, you're not destroying the Beged, then you cannot be Chayav Mishum Korea. Paradoxically, you're Chayav for Korea because of the element of Hashchasa. For example, you're ripping the garment. Whether it's Almeso, whether it's Mechamoso, you're literally ripping the garment. And that is a Maisa of Hashchasa. That's called Korea. Again, you're only going to be Chayav because there is an element of Tikkun here, because of his intention to be Metakin as a result of this Maisa Hashchasa. But the very essential definition of Meleches Korea, says the Mishnah Berurah, is a Meleches Kilkul. Hashchasa. And if you cannot define or classify this kriya as a kriya shel kilkul of hashchasa, then that's not meleches kriya. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah insists that kriya sabegid b'mokum shepogma tolas. If let's say there's a place that you got to get rid of that part of the garment because it endangers the rest of the garment, you know, some sort of spreading of tolas, then even though he has in mind through this pegima to do a tikkun on the pegim, nevertheless he's not chayv mishum korea because it's not a kriya shel hashchasa. So too, and even more so perhaps, clearly in the case of poseach beis hatzavor, he is not involved in a meleches hashchasa. Adarav, that's how you make the garment, by removing that circle. And it seems that this svara, which is brought in the Bir Aloch, is quite popular amongst the Achronim, the Afikayam, the Ola Shabbos, and what's the svara? It's so counterintuitive. L'chora, we should say, Ipcha Mestabra Punkfaket, that if there's a tikkun, the greater the tikkun is, the more it's a creative act and a creative moloch, you should be mchayev, not potter. Here we're saying, no, that you're only chayev because the molech is hashchosa. It's not yitzirati, it's hashchatati. I mean, that really undermines our whole understanding of what Melechah Shabbos is all about. And if you take a look in Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, the great Rosh Hashiva of Eitz Chaim, in his Evan HaOzla at the end of Perek Aleph of Hilcha Shabbos, where he speaks about opening up a window in a house on Shabbos, which is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel in Shabbos Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis Vizchai Mishum Bona or Mishum Makeh Bepatish, and the Gemara wants to know why is he chai Mishum Meleches Soser? After all, he's breaking a wall or part of a wall in a kosel. And the answer is that's not called Meleches Soser. Stira is not stira unless he's soser. In the case of a wall and he needs a chalon, that's not called stira. Stira is by definition a hashchasa, and it might be hashchasa for the sake of tikkun, and that makes into meleches tikkun. It's not a meleches kilkul, but it's not meleches soser unless there's hashchasa. Or opening up a window is not called an act of hashchasa. He's not destroying the house; on the contrary, he's embellishing the house. And that's why the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is only relevant to meleches boneh, or meleches ma, but not to meleches soser. Again, it's the same exact idea as we saw in Poseach Beis HaTzavah. That's not called Korea because Korea is a meleches hashchasa, and opening up a Beis HaTzavah is a tikkun of the beged. It's a yitzira of the beged. That's not called a meleches hashchasa. And so too, in the case of binyan, if you have a wall and you're going to break down part of the wall in order to give an opening for the wall, that's not a meleches soser of hashchasa, of kilkul. On the contrary, that is a stira of tikkun in its very essence. And therefore, Rashi holds that you cannot come to meleches korea in the case of a tzavar because it's not a meleches hashchasa. And based on this chiddush of the Bir Halacha, he wants to answer up a kasha of the Prima Gadim on a Mishnah in Beitza. The Mishnah in Beitza on Daf Lamed Beis establishes that you're not allowed to cut paper in order to use it for tzliya purposes. In other words, you want to roast something and you take this paper and you do the melicha over this paper. The Gemara says that he is being metake mana. That's what he's chaya for. And the Rambam seems to assume that it's only an Issa Drabbanan. So why isn't he chayav for Meleches Korea? Says the Bir Halacha, even though he's ripping this Niyar for the purpose of Tzliya, says the Bir Halacha, that's not a Chiyuv of Korea. Why? Because he's ripping this Niyar for Tzliya purposes as an act of Tikkun. You can't call that Korea. Korea, as far as the Melech itself is concerned in of itself, is got to be a Meleches Hashchasa. In this case of cutting the paper, Chotchenes Niyah Litzlos Bo Moliach, that's not called a Meleches Hashchasa. And if we cannot be Chai Bishum Korea, and the issue is going to be whether he's Chai of Mishum Makeh B'Patish, but not Mishum Meleches Korea. So this is the Shita of Rashi, which, as I said, at the face of it is counterintuitive, that Rashi says you cannot be chayav for Korea, and we saw something else in Binyan, when you're doing an act that is by definition part of the structuring, the creation of the Beged, that's not a derech hashchasa, that's not moleches korel, like we saw by opening up a window, you're not being mashchis the kotel, on the contrary, you're improving the house by creating a window for a house that doesn't have a window. And in this whole discussion amongst the Achronim about Kriya with an ayin of Michtav B'Shabbos, you know, you get a letter and you want to rip open the envelope in order to read, get access to the letter, the Achronim want to suggest a svara that when you open up an envelope, that's not called a Moleches Hashchasa. In other words, let's say you sealed the envelope with a certain, they have a certain hadbaka and you seal it, but that's meant to be opened up. That's that the kriya here is not an act of kilkel, and therefore the Torah would say that you're not chayef for maleches korei in such a case, because we need ashchasa for the sake of a tikkun, and this is not even ashchasa to open up an envelope. Now, you might want to suggest that in the case of opening up an envelope on Shabbos, if we're saying that you're not chayav mishum korei according to this whole school of thought in the Achronim, because it's not a hashchasa act, then maybe you could be matir amir liyakum, have a guy open up this letter for you, because you've already reduced the level of the avera and the severity from a doraisa down to at most a drabona. Now, there is such a thing as ripping what's called a gluyat avir, which I think in English we call an aerogram. And what you're doing is, in the case of ripping an aerogram, is mashchira lekriya. You're making it possible to read the aerogram. And therefore that kriya is a tikkun. And there are those who wanted to say that you're not allowed to open up this envelope in order to read the contents that's inside. And the Chazon Ish wants to say, on the contrary, if he's being makshered for kriya with an aleph, that makes the kriya with an ayin into a tikkun. And we should be more, and we can only be more makil here if we assume that this kriya is somehow a destructive kriya, and here lechora it's not a destructive kriya because it was meant to be opened, and therefore it doesn't qualify as a candidate for maleches kriya according to this. Now, even if we'll go with the approach that according to Rashi, in the case of Beis HaTzavra, that's not called a maleches kriya because it's a pure tikkun. That's how you manufacture and create the garment by opening up this Beis HaTzavra. And that's not called kriya, because kriya has to be derech hashchasa. But we're still left with Tosfos, the way that Rabbi Kivega was medayik in Tosfos, that the only chiyuv for maleches kriya is koreal menas litfar. And if we go with that approach, then you cannot be chay for maleches kriya unless it's al menas litfar. Again, reflecting the literal translation of the Mishnah in Klal Gadol that Koreas Almanas Litvar, then what are we going to do? As Rabbi Kivega asked, with the Sugyan Shabbos Daf Kufei Amid Beis, Koreal Meso O Bechamoso. Rashi's okay because those cases you can be chayef of Meleches Korea because A, it's a Meleches Hashchos, he's destroying the Begin, and B, there is an element of Tikkun here. But according to Shita Zatosi, you need Almanas Litvar, clearly Koreal Meso O Bechamoso is not Almanas Litvar. And the question is, therefore, why would you be chayef of Meleches Korea? Again, we've solved the problem of a Kalkel, but we haven't solved the problem of Almanas Litvar. And Rabbi Kiveger has a very strong proof from the language of Tosa, Daf Ayin Gimel Amin Aleph, that we need a Moleches Korea Almanas Litvar. So how do we understand, therefore, the Sugiv Korea Shalom Almanas Litvar, where as long as it's not a Mekalkil, for example, Al Meso V'Mechamoso, then Yechayv Mishum Moleches Korea. truth is, Rabosai, even Rashi still remains a little bit difficult, because if Rashi says that when it says in the Mishnah Koreal Manas Litvar, is if it's Shalom Manas Litvar, that it wasn't in the Mishkan, meaning that you need Al Manas Litvar Dafka. Because if you're going to tell me that the issue is Tikkun and Kilkul, then we have a principle in all Malachas that Makalkil, Kol Makalkil, and Peturim. Why do you have to write because it wasn't in the Mishkan? That's a pill. Okay, Rabosai, I was hoping that maybe we would finish this today, but I see we're not even halfway through, and a lot of time has passed. So we'll come back to discuss this sugya Bli Neder, and finish it up at a different point. And again, what we really have to understand is ultimately why Malach Shein Esrich LeGuf is going to be Potter Meleches Chovel, according to Rav Shimon, if he holds that Meleches Kabura is Chayev, even in Mekalkel, meaning he suspends the requirement of Meleches Makshevis, why then does he require Malach Atzricha LeGufa? And as far as Korea al Shalom Manas Litvar is concerned, we have a very serious machlokas here, whether you can be chayiv even if it's Shalom al Manas Litvar. All you need is a machsheves al Manas Litaken. And therefore, in the case of Poseach Pesach Tzavah, clearly the Rambam is right, you could be chayiv Mishum Meleches Korea. Or shall we say the approach? No, it's got to be al Manas Litvar, and that doesn't apply in Pesach Tzavah. Or alternatively, because opening up a Beis HaTzavar is a Meleches Tigun, it's not a Hashchasa, and therefore it doesn't qualify under Meleches Korei. We'll stop here.